The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
The campaign continues. Meanwhile, things are pretty grim in Afghanistan. A lot of reports coming in and thinking of what it means now on another anniversary. 15 years of fighting and dumping money into Afghanistan. We'll talk about it. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. But as we zig and zag in a couple of different directions and look at the week that was, which was very big, Wisconsin, Cruz winning there, probably an open convention. Bernie Sanders with a big win in Wisconsin as well. So some question marks hanging around. And as we march through the rest of this week and into the weekend, the interesting controversies that have bubbled up now have to do with a former president, and that's Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton decided to take on one of the protesters of Black Lives Matter and went back and forth and said, tell the truth, having had enough of these protesters and what was happening as he was out speaking the word of Hillary, basically, you know, again, campaigning for his wife and then running into the muck, and got involved in a pretty heated exchange with, you know, not just one, but a couple of them. This was in Philadelphia. He had to basically defend his presidency and his wife's past statements. And what was really crazy about the Bill Clinton incident is something we haven't seen too much. Usually it's you might say something to a protester or a heckler or someone yelling something out and then not stopping, but for the most part, we don't see a long, drawn-out kind of deal. And it was actually 15 minutes of back and forth between Bill Clinton and these protesters. So that's what made this such a unique situation. All right, let's go to Washington, D.C. I think we have Justin Duckham. Do we have Justin Duckham with us?
Yes, we do. How are you?
Hey, Justin, how are you? I was just talking about the Bill Clinton situation where he yelled out at the Black Lives Matter protesters in Philadelphia, and he was, as you know, he was got into a heated exchange. We usually don't see this kind of sparring that went on for such a protracted amount of time, 15 minutes, and he was actually sort of defending himself. That's so unique because you don't really see that, do you?
No, we really don't. It's actually, you know, very interesting because it kind of feels like this is something that was at one point almost bound to happen. You know, a lot of politicians obviously tried to portray themselves as tough on crime back in the 90s when that was kind of politically expedient. And then eventually, as time has gone by, has now seen that is something that is sort of an albatross around their necks. Clinton, however, you know, today tried to defend his position on that, essentially said that this was, you know, something that was necessary at the time, something that he was not alone in, mentioning Joe Biden as somebody who has, you know, gone off through this as well. And frankly, having, you know, just a very rough exchange and one that certainly distracted from, you know, sort of a larger message of, you know, that Hillary Clinton is trying to move forward with. So a pretty unfortunate kind of event overall, and one that has, you know, not been getting the best reaction over here in D.C. and on the campaign trail.
Yeah, what's the big next hurdle as we look at the Republicans after Cruz taking Wisconsin earlier this week, and now we've got, of course, coming up here soon, New York, which would be a big deal. I can't imagine for the Republicans that Trump loses, and I can't imagine that Hillary Clinton doesn't necessarily take New York, but, of course, stranger things have happened. But what else is in between that's probably we're going to see bubble up with the Republicans?
Well, we certainly do have Pennsylvania that's coming up as well, but primarily for the Republicans, the New York race is the big one. As you mentioned, you can't foresee a situation where Ted Cruz would lose the state. That's, you know, sort of the, or no, sorry, I'm sorry, where Donald Trump,
Trump.
Is the state.
Yeah.
And that, of course, is sort of the, you know, big thing that people are watching. And, you know, frankly, the big hurdle for him is reaching the 50% mark. If he can exceed that, then he is going to essentially get all of the delegates for the state, a you know, fairly delegate-rich state, and one that would certainly benefit his campaign moving forward. And so right now we're seeing Donald Trump essentially be a lot more cautious than he has been, you know, this campaign season so far in the state. A few evenings ago, he sort of had a very tightly controlled sort of a photo op speech, one that was a lot more disciplined than we've seen him in the past. We've seen his campaign essentially saying that he's going to give some more focused speeches on specific campaign aspects. And we, you know, also had him essentially moving out of his way to try to ensure that there, you know, aren't any protests that take place at his rallies, you know, that result in violence and whatnot. So we're seeing a very different sort of looking Donald Trump in this. And I think it's largely based on the fact that he needs to maintain the 52%, you know, he received recently in the, you know, the Monmouth poll in order to, you know, remain a viable candidate. I think, you know, this is probably what it's going to look like when we start talking about, you know, the future of Donald Trump's candidacy and what a Donald Trump trying to appear presidential would look like. I think this is going to be a very kind of a clear indicator of that.
Yeah, absolutely. How about reaction to the Panama Papers? They're saying the Panama Papers leaks are, you know, Putin is all over this and saying this was a U.S. plot to do something to Russia, to weaken Russia. But I think there are others that will be mentioned in it, and it's kind of a slow leak that we may be surprised about. And this is going to, I believe, mushroom. What do you think?
I think it's absolutely the case. And, you know, the people who leaked this initially have noted, the consortium of journalists and whatnot, that this is just sort of the start of this. There's also going to be sort of a Panama Papers more directed towards those within the U.S. So it certainly probably is going to snare some more, you know, additional involvement over here in America, in the U.S. And in response to this, of course, we have the president addressing, you know, the Treasury Department earlier this week, essentially moving forward with, you know, new rules to try to avoid inversions wherein corporations essentially change their nationality in order to pay fewer, you know, taxes. And then beyond, you know, beyond that, we also have the president calling on Congress to do some, you know, additional steps in order to try to prevent this from happening with, you know, U.S. funds, and calling for a more, you know, broad international response. So I don't think this is the end of it. I think we're going to see some new names pop up. I think we could be surprised over who ultimately gets named. But I think we're probably just at the beginning of what could be a much larger and much more compelling story.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. Hey, last thing, this encryption bill, what's going to happen here? They said they're going to have to wait a little bit longer because the White House is taking a second look at it. This is pretty big.
Yeah, no, I mean, this certainly is something that is probably going to end up having a pretty big, you know, revolt overall. I don't have, you know, a lot of information on this, but, you know, this is an issue that has been sort of in the works for quite some time, especially, you know, considering sort of where we're standing with, you know, the sort of tensions between the, you know, national security interests of the U.S. and the private interests and whatnot. So this is something that, of course, is getting, you know, a lot of attention. So I would, you know, advise to keep a close watch on that.
Yep. Thanks so much, Justin Duckham. Have a great weekend. Appreciate it. By the way, Senators Richard Burr and Dianne Feinstein from the Intelligence Panel, of course, told reporters on Thursday that the latest draft of the bill was sent back to the White House for review. The measure is a response to concerns that criminals are using encrypted devices to hide from cops and other law enforcement types, and it would require firms to comply with court orders. Wow. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car, sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. buysellmakeoffer.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Encryption key. And this really started with the Apple situation. Hey, thanks for hanging with us here on ATN, by the way. It really started there, the bigger discussion, because what happens when you're trying to track down terrorism? You're trying to crack the code before it's too late. We saw the San Bernardino couple ruin massive lives with their nefarious plot. And what ultimately the FBI will learn, we don't know right now, but we know that they were able to crack into the phone, thank goodness. So there is a bigger question. Futuristically, this is certainly the mode of communication. How far do you go? How far do you push that line? Controversy was thwarted because Apple and the case was completely dropped. You know, Apple was not going to just come up with this encryption key, knowing it would be dangerous and set a precedent. But then they, when their backs were against the wall, they weren't forced to do this because ultimately they found a way to get into it. But it is risky business when you dance on that line, and there is no black and white anymore, is there? There's the in between, and it's pretty scary in many ways. But if you said to me, okay, cracking into certain phones could prevent, seriously, so many people from being slaughtered at the hands of somebody who wants to explode a vest in a crowded stadium, restaurant, subway, wherever, versus, well, we can't do that. And now we didn't find out what we could have found out if we had broken in there. You know, again, it goes to that whole privacy versus what is really necessary. And bringing it up, it does make me think, boy, heading into the future, we don't know. It's a coin toss. Because the more rights you give up, I think the more dangerous it becomes. But at the same time, in the interest of security, and that's the thing, and that's the problem. It's the trust factor. What do you trust as, this is what has to happen, this is necessary? It's like the Patriot Act. Boom. The unforeseeable happens and shocks us all in 9/11. And what then has to take place? Well, we got to really turn this equation around. We got to take the magic eight ball and shake it and crack it and say, we don't want anybody in America to ever have to go through this. We're going to do everything we can to stop any sort of a plot. So in the interest of wiretapping, because we're going to trace something, we're going to have a Patriot Act that we can slap down on it so it happens faster. So again, those are the questions swirling around in a big bubble over all of our heads, no matter what nook and cranny you're in. And you think, well, I'm not a terrorist. I'm not plotting anything. I'm not doing anything. And then this is where it gets dicey, when suddenly your name gets on a list, and of course it's erroneous, or somehow something is traced to you and has nothing to do with you, but you have to prove your innocence. That's happened to people. Lots and lots and lots of people have had to go through that. Then it gets really real. It gets really, really real. All right, I want to mention a couple of things here right from the top. And by the way, this is a smorgasbord set out for you. So anytime you want to take a taste and you want to throw in, you can. It's a dinner table conversation, if you will, or breakfast, whatever you prefer. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. The thing that is infuriating to me is we talk about what's happening in Washington. We talk about Apple not having to go through with this whole lawsuit thing because the government found a way to break into the phone, the phones of the couple that were allegedly terrorists, and certainly went in and destroyed lives before Christmas in San Bernardino. We moved from talking about that and a little bit of campaign to also this encryption thing, obviously. And then the matter of the VA. This is what I don't get. When somebody does something that's so egregious, they work in a government entity, and it would never be tolerated in the private sector, even if you had a lunatic as a boss and middle management that was incompetent. So why is it that when you find out that supervisors instructed employees to falsify patient wait times at a VA medical facility, a bunch of them, in at least 7 states, and all these investigations were conducted, why is it after they release some information, when they're pressed to release it, that when you find out that employees of 40 VA medical hospitals and facilities in 19 states regularly zeroed out veteran wait times, we've talked about this before, in some cases the manipulation had been going on for up to a decade. In a lot of the cases, the facility leaders told investigators they did clamp down on the scheduling problems after the Phoenix scandal, but in others, some had continued to do it. They weren't fazed by it. So the manipulation is huge when you think of the new amount of the next wave of veterans who have come back from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. And they need their health care now more than ever. The story that was so shocking that threw us all for a terrible, wicked loop was when we heard the story about the Phoenix VA Medical Center and that dozens of veterans died while waiting for care. So now these new findings show that supervisors specifically instructed schedulers to just manipulate it. Don't do it. Manipulate it. And where? Arkansas and California and Delaware and Illinois and New York. Texas and Vermont gave the impression that they were meeting the measures for shorter wait times. But it was a false impression. And in some cases, it was encouraged manipulation even without instruction from supervisors. A manager, for example, in West Palm Beach sent out emails celebrating the shorter wait times the system showed. And you had schedulers in Harlingen, Texas that were reported being berated by supervisors when they booked appointments showing longer wait times for veterans. Oh boy, oh boy. What a nightmare. It didn't feel right. When they said that when the Phoenix thing happened and everything supposedly was getting in order, it didn't feel like it was getting in order. I think it's such a mess that who do you possibly put in charge of this that changes and pulls apart everything that's happened? I mean, schedulers using the same strategies across the board. They start the wait clock on the day of the appointment they were booking rather than when they wanted to be seen. And I just, to do that to people who have served, have lost their mind, have lost their limbs, have lost their buddies, it's just so more than unacceptable. It's outrageous. I mean, it's just absolutely outrageous. The falsifying of times and continuing to do that, even when the report is out and the jig is up. It shows you that there's no fear of any kind of repercussions. And there hasn't been. There hasn't been this massive firing across the board. If you remember, it was back last year in the fall that the Government Accountability Office said the VA's wait time system is still prone to schedule problems, error, and procedural mistakes. So this access needs to turn around. Somebody needs to rattle some cages and say no more. We can't do this. There has to be a better way. Has to be a better way. All right, coming back on the flip side, if you want to throw in your two, you can, 855-266-5283. I know. Pay for them to go to the hospital. Just go to a regular hospital and be treated. Mailbag coming up.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson Adam Paul.
Oh, no. So for today, we're doing this 2 hours straight, and then you're just repeating.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes.
Awesome.
These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
normal blood pressure naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Oh, yeah, we got a ton of mail, so let's jump right to it. And it includes this one from the gaffer. I like that. I'm assuming that's a job position, maybe just a funny nickname. Gaffer is listening to us in Sarasota. He wants us to know that. Says, Kate, Donald Trump, did you see that this new poll shows that people aren't really into Donald Trump? It's something like 7 out of 10 are saying they don't like him, period, and don't necessarily want him to win. Yeah, I did see that. It was an Associated Press poll, and what they saw was he was unpopular among every race, gender, and political point of view. That's how they did it. Among Republicans, nearly half don't like Donald Trump is what came up there, but Trump does continue to lead the Republican races in delegates, and that's what matters, delegates more than anything. For comparison's sake, 59% of Americans view Ted Cruz unfavorably in the latest poll. 55% say the same of Hillary Clinton. So it sounds like pretty much nobody is getting the love or feeling the love. And Trump, things have come a little bit unglued for him, so more disastrous with what he's saying off the cuff and and then how that's being reported and then reaction to that, I think, is really what probably nipped him more than, you know, more than anything. Here's Alan. Kate, I have not talked to you in a while, but I have been listening to the show when I can. I just want you to know that. You have some serious fans out here. I heard you talking with that grim guy who I think is tongue-in-cheek sometimes about what was happening in Mississippi, and I don't know if you saw this or not, but the mayor of Oregon is saying that he won't travel to Mississippi. I don't know if you saw that or not, and of course we know the reason why that is, because of the new, what he's calling, gay discrimination bill. The Secretary of the U.S. Navy invited Charlie Hales and his wife to the commissioning of the San Antonio transport dock ship, known as a landing platform dock in the Mississippi, in Mississippi. And it's the ship, the Navy's third, to be named the USS Portland, is 700 feet long, honors the Oregon City, rather than the other Portland, which, of course, is Maine. So this isn't good from the perspective, from the point of view of he wanted to go, he was going to go, but because of the new law says, yeah, you can take that, I'm not going. It's the Republican Pat McCrory, the governor, signed that bill that forbids counties and municipalities from passing anti-discrimination ordinances and requires transgender people to use bathrooms for their birth gender to keep it straight, so you know that. So the Oregon governor, her name is Kate Brown, is bisexual and has condemned Mississippi and North Carolina's laws, but decided against banning official travel there because of the potential unintended kind of circumstances or consequences that would bounce back. But how about that? There's other people that are canceling trips if they can. And this is what happened the other day. If you really read the law, though, it's interesting because the law is really more, it's definitely not billed that way. It definitely wasn't its intended consequence. But the consequences of reading it, and I've read it now a couple of times, don't read the way it's, the way the protests are ramping up. Because you could use a discriminatory, saying you're being discriminated against. It's not eliminating that, but tricky, tricky maneuvering around it. And hey, in Portland, they're saying no go, no dice. I don't care. I don't want in. I'm not playing the game. And here's the deal. I always stand with people who follow their convictions, whatever it is. That's why I say on this show, left of left, right of right, somewhere in between, it's all good. Because it's about what's happening, what is the buzz in your side of the globe and my side of the globe, for sure. Makes complete sense. But that's a big in-your-face, not traveling for the Portland tribute, saying, oh, yeah, there's no way we can do that. No way. Just wouldn't be good. Couple of quick side notes, quick hits to stories that we talked about, and I don't want to just drop them because, you know, we actually have some endings here, some interesting endings, including this former realtor who was convicted in these scams for that he was doing with homeowners. I don't know if you remember the story or not. We talked about it a bunch. David Garden, a former Indianapolis realtor, was accused of defrauding people who were financially strapped homeowners, found guilty on more than 20 crimes, including corrupt business influence and several counts of theft and forgery. They say he victimized people who were facing foreclosure and whatever other financial problems. And the Indianapolis, or this guy in Indianapolis, persuaded unsuspecting homeowners to sign over their property titles to him, leaving them holding the mortgage on houses they didn't own. He advised them to move out, telling them he would arrange a short sale with their bank. Instead, he rented their homes and kept the money for himself. Unbelievable, isn't it? Some people have just no morals, no compass, no conscience whatsoever. I mean, of course, some of the properties he rented weren't in great shape. But yet, a tenant was paying him $650 a month in rent and then thought she would own the house in 2 years as part of a rent-to-own agreement. He must have the gift of gab in a negative way for some of what he was able to convince people to do. It took a while, but they caught on to it and they started to investigate him. So he's got a sentencing hearing on May 25th. I mean, there's been a lot of real estate scams, let's face it. And the way people end up getting scammed is different every single time around almost, right? Or they get a system and then somehow that system blows up. And this one, renting homes without their knowledge, it's crazy. What a twist. Making money even on that. And if you look at Indianapolis, they say one in nearly 832 Indy homes were foreclosed on because of what's happening economically. So not good news there. And how many people were hoodwinked in different areas? To me, that's worrisome, right? Okay, again, zigging and zagging, a couple of quick ones. This one from Keith, who says, I heard you talking about the dogs on a plane at Christmas time when you were flying to Tampa. I can't tell you how many chihuahuas lately I have seen on flights. I'm not kidding you. I had a flight the other day from New York to Chicago and back, and twice there were chihuahuas underneath the feet of the traveler. On the plane itself, they seemed okay. In the airport terminal, it didn't seem to work very well. Boy, you'd have to have such a light bag when you're not taking any carry-ons if you're taking a dog with you. And of course, he's right. I mentioned when I went back to Tampa in December how many dogs we saw sitting there in the airport getting ready to with their owner to get boarded on, and it was a crazy amount. I mean, a crazy amount. And only seems to be getting, by the way, a little bit worse. A little bit worse. I mentioned Afghanistan. We're going to talk about that coming up next. And what a long time it's been. What a long road. I can tell you, and I don't know what you were thinking, but in the beginning of jumping into the middle of the quicksands of time and in an effort to watch what was happening and to secure what was going on for the people in Afghanistan, it certainly has not become that. Has not happened. An epic failure overall. Once again, not enough people, not enough spaces. Got to have that brain power to think about how to work it, not come in and dictate. And they're not feeling the love, so then you end up in the situation that you end up at this point. Hey, thanks so much for all the emails. Remember, you too can send me your thoughts on Afghanistan. Wow, 15 years later. Or something else we mentioned. Perhaps you've got something else up your sleeve. That's fine. 855-266-5283. Meet you in a few.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hey, you're going to love this. You know, here's the deal. When you are campaigning, you have to make sure you do things that you normally do because often they get bungled. So, for example, Hillary Clinton decided, I'm going to hit the subways. And she had her card, one of the MTA cards, and she swiped it 5 times. And she couldn't, you know, trying to get the subway ticket to work was an impossibility. Now, somebody who's ridden those subways, like I have, I hate those stupid paper cards. They used to have coins, and they were cool, like just subway coins. You just threw the coin in, and it was easy to get through the turnstiles. So it's not unusual. You can get stuck with the ticket, but there's other ways to get through it. But, of course, she doesn't normally ride the subway. So she rode the 4 train in the Bronx after a campaign appearance, but she was really stuck on how to get through the turnstile. And this is, you know, when you're a commuter, you get used to it. You just keep moving. And, I mean, even somebody screamed out, let's go. They didn't know what was going on. There's the security there. So the car just wouldn't work. You know, that beep that you get didn't happen every single time she tried it. But this is routine for people who do it. Now, I mean, that's the thing. It's like John Kasich and Donald Trump have been seen, of course, eating pizza with a knife and a fork. I mean, really? Trump should know better. In New York, you got to take a slice and you just hold it in your hand and you eat it. You are not eating it with a fork. You're not doing it. This is not how New Yorkers do it. So if I were the campaign manager for anyone, the first thing I would do is say, this isn't your normal routine. You can just say it. Hey, I wanted to see what it was like. Of course, I haven't ridden the subway in a gazillion years. They used to have coins, whatever. Then it's not so awkward as like you're trying to fake these people out who are the working peeps. And this is what they normally do. They run and grab a slice of pizza for lunch, and that's how they eat it. There's no forks to be had. They're not really doing that, right? And you see the guys, and they flip their ties behind their back because they don't want to get their ties dipped into anything. So a lot is being made of the gaffe of trying to swipe the card. There's other things that you could point to. But, yeah, the tokens to the cards are a hassle, the Metro card. But for most New Yorkers, it works. Just occasionally, they might get gunked up. What will work or won't work for her outside of the turnstiles, I think, is more significant. Because now you've got Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton that are doing the attacks on each other in a different kind of way. It's more about credentials, not personal. So there's no personal, like, lion Ted, which was what Trump says, or looking at wives and talking about the wives, which is what happened with Heidi Cruz and Melania Trump. But they are definitely going deep after each other on issues, which I think issues are fair game. Call someone out on the issues or tell them what is really the way you think of what's happening, whatever it is, a bill that should be, whether it has to do with privacy, immigration, health care, whatever it might be. So usually Bernie Sanders won't play that card, but now he's in the mathematical trap. He has to play catch-up to Clinton. She's got 250 pledged delegates. And so now a map that's been friendly to Sanders shifts back in her favor with primaries in New York, followed by Pennsylvania. So it's all about the credentials to try to close the gap. All about the credentials, which some of the Republicans should take a page out of this book. We know it's down to four. Look, there's four people at this dinner table. On one side, Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton. On the other side, Ted Cruz, the senator from Texas, and Donald Trump. That's it. That's what you need to know. Dan is listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hi, Dan.
Hello, beautiful.
Hello.
I have a joke for you.
Oh, let's hear it.
Okay, this little girl was arguing with her teacher about whales, and she said, yes, I know all about whales. Jonah was swallowed by a whale. And the teacher says, little whatever her name was,
mm-hmm.
No, he was not. Whales have a small throat. Even though they're a great creature, they cannot swallow a human. She says, well, when I get to heaven, I'm going to ask Jonah. And the teacher replied in a smart way, well, suppose Jonah's in hell. She says, well, then you ask him.
I get it. Then you ask him. That's good. I like that. Touche. I give you a 10 out of 10 for that one.
Oh, you're a princess among... Well, you're the bull princess, but I was going to say, you know?
I love it.
Royalties on the phone with me. I am so honored.
You're so funny.
You can dub me Sir Daniel the Golden Knight.
Too funny. Good
okay.
job.
Well, I don't know anything to talk about, really.
That's good. Jokes are good. A light night is good. A light night's good.
I just got a special little gift. I've been having trouble with this terracotta piping, you know, because I have a pretty big place here, and the leach line runs all the way out to the sewer. And I was having all kinds of problems with the terracotta piping being plugged up by roots and stuff. And so it was just a nightmare to try to get my bathroom to work and my kitchen to drain and la, 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 la. So my beloved son-in-law, who is a general contractor, came over with his crew, and they put me in an entirely new line, fixed all of my plumbing in the bathroom and in the kitchen, and the price was fabulous. It was free.
Wow, what a good son-in-law.
Well, he's married to my beautiful daughter, and I have a granddaughter between him and her, and so I had kind of an edge there. I was a poor old man needs his money, you know. And so she got him to come and do that for me, and I was a very happy camper as a result. I was even bragging to your call person there, Miss Vagdorf.
Oh, Daniel. It's Daniel tonight.
Oh, it's Daniel tonight. Oh,
yeah, Daniel. Daniel Boone.
But anyway, I've been listening to all of your comments about, and I think this up thing that you're going to talk about Afghanistan, you know, even back in the days of Alexander the Great, he knew you could rent an Afghani, but you could not buy him. That's why he marched all the way through and went through Pakistan and then into India. And so that's just the way it is. You can't buy those loyalty of those people. You can rent it, but you can't buy it. So it doesn't matter how much money we blow in there or how many people we get to fight for us there or whatever we do there, we are going to lose in the end because they do not want us. They do not want it to have anything to do with us, and it's a lost cause.
I agree with you. I mean, I like the way you put that. The renting, you're right. We're just renting it.
And it's not worth one American life, and we've lost so many there already. It's so sad. And I feel so sorry for the families of the lost souls that have perished there.
I do, too. And that's it. That's a sad note to end on, but you're absolutely right, Dan. Very, very well put. It's about renting, and that's exactly, Dan's right. It's renting. You're renting temporarily that space, but you're never going to win it over. I've said this before. There's a book that a guy named Sam Harris wrote called All Wars Are Religious, and in the book it's basically talking about that this is deep-seated, especially in the Middle East, and you're not going to turn their ideologies around or their religious beliefs. Therefore, you end up in the same situation as you were in before. Thanks so much, you and you and that tall guy in the back. Yeah, you can sit down now. Appreciate you listening. AmericaTonight.net.
This is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.